Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
You're getting married this weekend?
I hope so. Well, I don't know who it's going to be yet. I'm turned 21 on Wednesday, and my grandfather, who is a really, really successful businessman, put something in his will that all the grandkids, when they turn 21 or by their 21st birthday, if they're married, then we receive $100,000. Yeah, and the thing is that they've always done really well, and, you know, I've been taken care of, and we get another payout when we're 25, so never really... like, was on my mind, and I guess that's why I didn't explore serious relationships and all that, but so I've decided that, I don't know, like, ask a friend or find somebody and go to Vegas, and I'll give them a payment. I think I'll give them, like, $5,000, and I think that's a decent amount because, you know, we don't have to stay married a particularly long time.
Now, I will stand corrected on something I said Friday because I said, what guy in his right mind would, when a woman initially... approaches them mm-hmm. with a crazy idea like this. Maybe you have one drink together. Maybe on the second one, she says, look, I got to tell you something. This was my mission tonight. Mm-hmm. Will you marry me and let's go to Vegas? What guy in his right mind is going to go, for $5,000? Sure, let's go. I got so many emails over mm-hmm. the weekend from guys wanting her phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that because I would have, yeah, I would have done that if I was younger and single.
You're like 22 years old, you'd have done this.
Why not?
$5,000, cash, tax-free, money in the bank, bye-bye.
No way. Actually, you are out of your mind. You're loco.
I actually checked. I had personal friends, people that I know.
Come on.
Seriously.
I'm sure.
Hit me up and say, no, it wasn't him.
Okay.
It wasn't check away.
That's what I thought of, too.
No, personal friends who are nominating their sons.
Nominating their sons?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Like, I don't know why, but like that.
Based on that reaction, you'll never find out who it was, but I had... I had a friend of mine, and I didn't see the email until last night, but she sent an email and said, send me the girl's number. I want to pass along to my son.
I think the email. I think the emails I got, like Bert, were of guys who were giving all the stats on why they should be the one she picks, and it's just like, guys, oddly, when a competition's in place, they are going to come up, and it's like a wild story to tell, and to five, like Jeff said, $5,000 to go to Vegas, but...
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it. I don't think it was the competition at all. I just think it was straight up the $5,000.
You think?
Uh-huh. I mean, think about it. I mean, Wendy, $5,000 to you right now? I mean, at 22 years old? Man, that's like that's like $250,000 to Donald Trump.
Well, I think
would you do it, though, Wendy?
Maybe, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Yes.
You would go and marry a guy for $5,000 and then have it annulled, like, a month later or whatever.
Why not? It's free money.
Yeah.
It's not causing any harm.
Right. That's what most of these guys were saying. Give me the $5,000.
Yeah. I guess I was just thinking about the competition because it was like paragraph after paragraph of these guys explaining every single detail about themselves on why they should be picked. I thought they were putting a lot of thought into their email.
They were hungry.
Yeah.
Aaron is back. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, a lot.
All right, tell us about the weekend, because the last time we talked to you, you needed to find a man this last weekend and get married before your birthday on Tuesday.
Well, remember you guys gave me that advice about legal things?
Mm-hmm.
So I did talk to my cousin,
mm-hmm.
and then he actually put me in touch with his father, because his father's a lawyer, and he gave me a really, I mean, we had a really great conversation. It turns out there was a lot of stuff I didn't know. And it's all good, and it's really helpful. So I really appreciate you guys kind of putting me in that direction. Basically, I, you know, get this really nice inheritance when I'm 25, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that this amount of money I would lose if I didn't take it when I was 21 and already married. But mm-hmm. it turns out And by the way, it's like a third of the whole total sum.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that if I'm not married by the time I'm 25, I still get the full amount. And if I get married between now and 25, then I still get that amount before I turn 25. Does that make sense?
So it's confused. Like an advance on your inheritance when you get married.
But I'm not going to lose it, you know, if I'm not married by the time I'm
So you get a third of it.
Or 25.
So I got this right. You get a third of it when you turn 21?
Only if she's married. But I don't lose it if I'm not married. I just don't get it right away.
So it sounds, instead of encouraging you to get married, it's like, look, if you decide to get married young, here's something to help you out, because you may not be able to wait till 25 because you'll need the money early, right?
I guess so. Good way of putting it. But I mean, I'm not going to lose the money. It's just that I'll wait a little longer to get it since I'm not married right now.
Okay.
But I'm comfortable, so I'm okay with that.
So it makes a little more sense.
Right.
So the truth of the matter is, though, when you called us up on Friday and you thought you were going to lose that 100 grand, I mean, this plan would still be in action right now if you were going to lose that 100,000.
Absolutely. Okay. But I'm not going to, so okay. I decided to halt the plan for the time being.
Well, that's good. That's good. At least, you know, when you get married, maybe you'll really want to be married.
Yeah. Did you get to the point where you had sort of determined which guys you were going to ask, or where you were going to go to look for guys to ask?
Well, I mean, I kind of knew where I'd go to look, but the point is, after our phone call, like, I got this information late Friday, so I never had to go out and do my search.
Gotcha.
I mean, I just went out and had fun this weekend,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have to actually do the search.
I would never tell anybody, like, in casual conversation, it was you on the radio. Never, never, never.
A lot of people didn't believe you.
Yeah.
This scenario sounds more plausible to me, because it did sound like there got to be some legal loopholes in that to make
mm-hmm.
it just. But although we have talked about inheritances before on the air with these strange clauses in them,
mm-hmm.
that if you don't reach every one of these clauses, you get zero.
I would, if I were you, Aaron, I would just review with your cousin's father. I don't know what that is, uncle,
whatever. Uncle.
Right? Review with your uncle the parameters of your age 25 inheritance, because you strike me as the type of person who's somewhat last minute. So perhaps you should now look into that, because maybe if there's like some requirement that you are enrolled in college or have gotten a degree or blah, 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 any other condition in there, you probably want to have a heads up now as opposed to trying to get your master's degree at age 24 and a half.
Okay, but I mean, he made it pretty clear, but okay, why not?
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save